Okay. Ready to start? So, being this is the last Thursday night show before Purim, next Wednesday night, of course, is Purim. So I thought we'd speak about a Purim topic tonight instead of the Parshat Shavuot, Parshat Tetzaveh, or even Parshat Zohar. I'd like to speak about something related to Tainus Esther. Of course, it's next Wednesday, Erev Purim. I'll just take the opportunity, as always, to invite people to my home on Purim afternoon, from 1:45 to 3:45. That's usually after Mincha before Tzubah. So, right. Not Spain time. So if you're back in front, quick stop by. Okay. So as I want to speak a little bit about Tainus Esther, maybe look at Tainus Esther from a different perspective from which we may not have considered in the past. There is a general question, exactly what does Tainus Esther correspond to? Whether, you know, Tainus Esther, what's it about? You know that we fast on Tainus Esther, the day before Purim, in connection with what? What exactly in the Megillah is there that tells us anything about Tainus Esther on the 13th of Adar, what we call Erev Purim? So it's hard to find such a thing, at least specifically, and as I like to go into, we're only looking at pretty much one aspect of it. There are different sheets in the Rishonim, so we'll allude to them, but they really are focused on one side, as we'll see. Just in terms of the chronology of what's going on in the Megillah, so we'll take a look in the third parashah of the Megillah. Parashat Gimel, this is after Haman has made his plea to Achashverosh and his deal with Achashverosh to destroy the Jews. So it says in Parashat Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ve'omar HaMelech LoHaman HaKesef Nasumach Ve'om La'asos Bo Katol Be'Nechem. The money is all arranged, right? Your money, do with it, and you can have the people to do with it as you fit. That's Parashat Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. It's important. In the first month, that's Nisan, right, on the 13th day of Nisan, the king's secretaries and so on were summoned to the palace. They were told to write down everything which Haman had dictated, and all the different officials and government leaders and so on, all the different provinces, all the different people, etc. Each nation, each area, its own writing, its own script, etc. And it was written in the name of Achashverosh and sealed with the king's tabas, the king's signet ring. Finally, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'nishach, Shom Yadarotin, I'll call the Nerot HaMelech, Ashmid, Laharogo, Amedes, Kol HaYehudim, V'nar, V'atokin, Tafin, Ashmi, L'chad, V'shol Shor, Shol HaKodesh, Neim, Osho, Chodesh, Ador, U'sholam Avod. So sent out, letters, documents were sent out by the messengers to all of the different provinces of the king to destroy, to kill, to exterminate all the Jews, young and old, children and women in one single day. The 13th day of the 12th month was the month of Adar, and all their possessions are lavos, to be plundered, and stuff. So basically, it's actually 11 months before. In other words, the 13th of the first month, that's what it says, right? Like, in the first month, that's what we call that Nisan, on the 13th day is when these letters were written and so on and so forth and disseminated, indicating that in 11 months from now, on the 13th day of the 12th month, that's Adar, will be open season on the Jews. That's what it says there in the end of the third parak. And then the fourth parak of the Megillah, Mordechai finds out what's going on, and he dresses himself up in the mourning garments and so on, and sackcloth, and he gets messages to Esther and asks her to try and intervene and so on, and she's hesitant at first. We all know the story. Then it says in Perek Hay now, Perek Dalad now, plus it's Tesvav and Perek Dalad. Finally, Esther acquiesces, Perek Dalad plus it's Tesvav. But Tomer Esther Lashima Mordechai, Esther gives the following word to be brought back to Mordechai. Tesdayin Leich Kenosis Kal Yehudim and Intim Shushan, go summon all, assemble all the Jews in Shushan with Tsumo Alai, fast on my behalf. While Tochu, while Fishtu, don't eat and don't drink Shloshes, you mean 3 days out of the hell, night and day. Okay, and she said, I don't eat or drink for 3 days, night and day, and I, along with my maids, will also fast. Then I'll go to the king in an unusual, unlawful manner, and if I perish, I perish. That's the pasuk there. Now, what's that? Well, I suspect the tefillah presumably the form of the fasting, the form of tefillah. Wait, the maids, you mean?
The maids,
Well, she's saying I'm participating, right? I mean,
oh, that's what she means.
Yeah. Right on a fair seat. Now, in the Medrash, in Esther Rabbah, Medrash Esther Rabbah, in Parakhes, Simon Zion, is there another couple of Megillah? Has Rashi there for this time? Anyway, Medrash in Esther Rabbah, Parsha Ches, Simon Zion. So the Medrash says the following, in sort of expanding, if you will, on this story that the Pesukim and Megillah just end. We just ended with. So it says, "Vatomer Esther Vashir." Vatomer Esther Vashir Mordechai. The Medrash expands. Amar Lo Leich Chaosus Kol Yehuda Manim Tivu Shushan V'Tzum Alad Otov Azizu Shosh V'Tzalim. Says the Medrash, what days were these? Elu Hain Yud Gimel Yud Dalad the Tesav the Nisan. The 3 days that the fast were going to be were the 13th, 14th, and 15th of Nisan. That's the Medrash. Okay, because again the chronology we just read, these letters were sent on the 13th. Evidently, Mordechai, even though it doesn't say in the Megillah exactly, apparently sprung into immediate action and immediately got into contact with Esther that very day. And so she said, okay, let's assemble all the Jews, and we'll fast 3 days. So the Medrash says, Elohim, the Gimel, the Yudal, the Tesla, the Nisan, those are 3 days they're fasting. Shalach Lo, so she sent back a message, Shalach Lo, but. I guess part of what Mordechai said was, "Habarabahem Yom Rishon Shal Pesach." Okay. Then he sent back to her. I mean, what do you mean fast for 3 days? The 13th, 14th, 15th, and he says, "Hey, Yom Right. And again, she sent to him this message: fast for 3 days. You've given me dollars. That's all beneath them. Shalachwa. He sent back to her, "Habarabahem Yom Rishon Shal Pesach." Mordechai's message included the fact that you know, fast for Megillah, but the message is going in that it's Pesach. So Amra Lo, so she sent back to him, Zokin should be soiled. It's just, you know, the elder, the Tamachachon, the head of Sanhedrin, Zokin, and complex determined. Lama hu Pesach. What's Pesach all about? Biyad Shama Mordechai Behod Olivara. Mordechai heard and, you know, acknowledged or admitted to her position. Harad Olivsin, that's the next pasuk, which we'll read before, we'll get back to the second inside. Bayaba Mordechai Be'askal Hashid Tisal Alester. So Mordechai went ahead and he did. To the Rayava in a second, and he did everything which Esther said, which means Tamon Amrin. There they taught Shehevi Yom Tov Shom Pesach the Tainus. They fasted even though it was the first day of Pesach was Yom Tov. And then the Medrash goes on to say what the Tzila was about. So that's the Medrash again. Parsha Ches in Esther Rabba Simon Zion. Good. That's the Medrash. It's slightly varied, but the same general idea. Here's the Yalkut Shimoni on this pasuk and the Yalkut Shimoni arrangement. It's Remez, the Chedek Beis Remez, Tuf Reish Nun Vav. And there it says, Ona Mordechai the Omer LeEsther. Mordechai initially said to Esther, Eini Yachol Levatel, Megillah's Tainus, a different argument. Shekosu Bomerosh Chodesh Nisan, Vad Yom Yir Chester, Olimispid Lahon. These are special days for Jewish people, the beginning of Nisan, right? The whole beginning of Nisan, the days of the. Messiah brought the sacrifices of the time of Chanukah, some Mishkan and so on. So at honor the Tainus V'Yadav, it says Vav over Yudvav. Notice a slight difference here. Now, Kachimoni, it says the 3 days were the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And the Medrash Rabbah was 13, 14, and 15. The Kachimoni is 14, 15, and 16. Okay, and these are special days, and that's when the Omer was brought, right? Shalcha, the Omer, Ato, Zikman, Shemiso, you are the elder, the great leader of the Jewish people. In Ein Yisrael, but hold on, the Jews were wiped out. Ma mitzvah yafim. What good do the mitzvahs do? In Yisrael, Einam lama Torah. You're worried, well, we better not fast because in Pesach, that's how the Medrash is. So we saw, the language we saw in the Medrash Rabbah was a little bit cryptic. It just said, that Esther said to him, Zokin should be so, lama hu Pesach. What she means is, if there be no Jews, we all be wiped out, there's no Pesach.
So what do you sound like?
Yeah, sort of, okay. Yeah. More than that, so you'll do more mitzvahs. Chai b'mitzvah, you should do more. Let's violate. It's more like Chalal of Shabbos Echa, violate one Shabbos. That's basically what it says over here. And therefore, By Abba Mordechai, Mordechai did it. Abba Elezer, Shehevi Yomtov, Shehevi the Tainis, gone. So that's the Yalkut Shimoni. So if we look in that pasuk, I didn't read the pasuk before, but indeed, after this exchange, so back in that same parak in the Megillah Esther, in parak Adalas, very end of the, it's very last, actually the last pasuk of the parak. It says, By Yavor Mordechai, so the unusual expression by Yavor Mordechai, crossed two exactly, it doesn't exactly say, so By Yavor Mordechai, and it says, Vayas Kechol Hashet Yisrael of Esther, to Rashi says, Vayavor Mordechai, the word Vayavor from the word Avera. Vayavor Mordechai Aldas, he violated the religion. Lis Anos beyond the Rishon Shal Pesach, the fast on Vayavor, he did an Avera, so to speak, or otherwise, if there was a Koch Nevis, or otherwise, if it was considered Avera, Vayavor Aldas, says Rashi, Lis Anos beyond the Rishon Shal Pesach, she's Anna, you're Dalar the Nisan, the Tesra of the Tezayan. The fast was 14, 15, and 16. Again, a little different than the Medrash, more like the Yalkut Shimoni. Shaharei B'yom Yud-Gimel Nichtav Asarim. The letters, the documents, on the 13th, and then he spoke out in the 14th, 15th. So it's like Machlokes as to exactly which date was what. The Gemara has this point of actually fabricated this. But it appears in the Gemara, Megillah,
got so test what
on the 13th. The yeah, announcing that 11 months from now, it's going to be open season on Jews.
Right.
Do it now. Avert the decree now. Different point. Excellent question, because no one seems to bring that up. We'll get to that too. Okay, hold off. But the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tes Vav Mem Aleph, also has this drasha. Tes Vav Mem Aleph says, Vayavar Mordechai Amar Rav, Shehevi Yom Rishon Shal Pesach the Tainus. He crossed, so to speak, went through the first day of Pesach, the Tainus. And Rashi explains, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach.
Didn't they, when they fasted, what does that mean? They fasted 3 days in a row?
We'll get that too. One step at a time.
They could have.
Hold on. See, good. You're all thinking the right way. So it says, Rashi says there in the Megillah, Tesvav Mer Aleph, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Shari B'yud Gimel B'Nisan Nichtav HaIgros. The letters, the documents were written on the 13th of Nisan. V'Nitan Hadas B'Shushan, that's when the decree was passed in Shushan. Yudalat the Chamishasar, Shishasar, Hishanu, they fasted on those 3 days. Well, the Shishasar, late in the day, on the 16th, okay, which was Nitzlaham and Ba'er. That evening, that night, you know, the king couldn't, the night after the 16th, after the day of the 16th, was when Haman was, came into the king's house in the middle of the night and so on, and they executed on that night. So that's how Rashi works out the chronology. Okay. So that's the background. That's according to, it depends. According to this approach, it was the second day of Pesach, okay. Kosher Pesach Hanukkah. Good. Anyway, we now turn to, those are the psukim in the Megillah Esther. To bring the discussion a little bit further, to answer Dave's question, so if Pesach 3 days, and what does that have to do with our fast? It sounds like these 3 days were Nisan. What's it got to do with the Yud Gimel Adar that we call Tainus Esther? It was in the same time of year. It was 11 months earlier. So, and therefore, there's some say it's not connected. But we turn to analyze this question further to some unlikely source. That is the sugya, the very end of Matzeches Yevamot. Those who learned Daf Yomi will record, was finished a short while ago. The mission at the end of Matzeches Yevamot. The end of Matzeches Yevamot discusses the situation, a woman is an aguna, right? It's not able to be married. Not an aguna in the way it's normally used today. Today, the term aguna usually refers to a woman whose husband, you know exactly where he is alive and well, but for one reason or another, he refuses to give a get. Well, you know, we try and work things out for her. But when the Gemara, right? The Gemara, well, somebody just gets into trouble right now about that. Right? But anyway, but the Gemara was talking about aguna, talking about a person where the husband disappeared. There's no trace of him. We don't know where he is and what happened. The Mishnah says in Yevamos, Kuf Chof Aleph Mar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Nafal Lamayim, the man fell into the ocean, he fell overboard. Okay? And it's Bein Sheyesh Lehensof, Bein Sheein Lehensof. Whether the water has a visible end, you can see the shoreline, well, you can't, Bein Sheein Lehensof. Ishto Asura, the wife is not permitted to remarry, okay? The wife is not allowed to remarry. Omer Bet, what? It doesn't matter. According to this opinion, it doesn't matter. Okay? It does right now. The Mishnah says, Bein, Bein, Sheyesh himself, Bein, Shein himself, Ishtar Surah. Omer of Meir. The Meir told the story to prove this point in effect. Maise be'echad shenofa lebor hagadol. There's once a fellow fell into a big pit of water. He came out 3 days later. He was still alive. And that's his other story. However, Amar Biosi, a different story. My said the Suma Shirar Litpo Bamara. A certain blind person went down to puddle himself in a water, you know, a cistern, a pit of water, a cave with water. The Yard Moshko Acharov and his attendant, you know, his guide, his blind, the other fellow, his guide, went down with him. And the Shok, they should take the Napshom, and they were down there longer than the people can survive on the water, okay, and didn't come back, and therefore, the Hesilis Nishol Sam, the Rabban allowed their wives to marry. What happened to them? Okay, but they allowed them to be married. Now let's look at Rashi. There's the next part of the Mishnah first. So that's what the Mishnah says. So Rashi,
contradictory.
The Machokas. So let's see. The Rashi says, what is Yesham so Eilon so? It says with Kalan and Farish Hechidam. I'll explain it in a second. So the Ish, according to the first opinion of Meir, Ishto Asura. Whether it's this body of water, if guy falls overboard, the wife is also why? Shema la'achar frishoso misham yatzavah halacho. Okay? Because maybe he went over here and he came out somewhere else, then he's alive. Well, he decided, oh, here's my excuse to get out of here. Right? He wants to get out of the marriage, wants to run away, and maybe he has trouble with the government, or, you know, taxes, or whatever. Well, that was sin. Okay? Or got lost. Either way, right? The sovereign of mayor, because the sovereign of mayor, because, huh?
That's why I like that.
Okay, the sovereign of mayor, Adam Yachol Lichios, Lichos Tomayim, Yomo Yomayim, a mayor holding guy can survive in water for a couple of days. Okay. So the Gemara says, that's what it says, we'll see. The Gemara says, that's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is still the Gemara, Kuf Chaf Alf, Amar Alf, Yivam, Tarabon, Nafal Amayim Bein Shesh Ham Sol Peit, Yivam Sol, Yisra Surah Dibur of Meir, slightly different version, but there it says the whole thing is Yivam, but Chachal Omrim, no, it depends. Mayim Shesh Ham Sol, okay, if there is a visible end of the shoreline, Yishton Muteris, then the wife can be married, okay, because if the guy would have come out, you'd have seen him. So if he didn't come out, what's the problem?
They talk about the Prius Yamsu, those who spring down, that they went in.
Yeah, sir, on the other side. Well, one second, a different issue. Hold on. Let's read it. The Chacham Olam Mayim Sheish, Rabbi Osa, let's read the Gemara. Chacham Olam Mayim Sheish Himself Yisto Muter, Sheish Himself Yisto Surah. The mayor says, either way, the woman cannot remarry. Chacham say, no, it depends. If Mayim Sheish Himself, she can remarry. Anyone Himself, she can't. Why? Hechidam Mayim Sheish Himself, Amar Abai, Kol She'ome B'roa Me'ar Baruchos. If from where you are, you can see where the big lake, a pond or whatever, or the large area, you can see from where the shoreline is. So if you see if after X amount of time, the guy didn't come out, and then there's a chacham, she can remarry. The guy, he drowned. You know, it happened, he never showed up. However, if it's a place where you can't see, so see, you can't assume that he necessarily drowned. Maybe the current carried him, and he got out on the other side where you just can't see. So that's what my engagement on self and aimless self is. That's the Rashi explains by Abu Chazet Kohn, the Aram Le'amai, like a large lake or whatever it is, the Haroa, Shinofo, Shorisham, the Shayn Yachal Yoschai, the Sochamayim Ubolo. And the person is there long enough to see, you know, it's more than whatever, let's say, time is. Okay, that's a discussion, not a sugya now. I'm going to say 3 hours, whatever. You know, I don't know how long a person is down the water. Okay? But I'm going to now, we're not learning about this. But that's the sugya over there. Okay, good. Machokas, the Rameyer and the Chachamim, Rameyer holds it, doesn't matter. Okay, in either case, you cannot let the woman marry, even if you can see the shore, because maybe after you left, Titaka popped out a day or two later. Okay, and then there's a discussion. How could survive that long? So the Chachamim say, maybe there was like sometimes on the water you have these air pockets, whatever the case. I'm not interested in that detail right now. Okay, that's the Sugya Vamas. Kufkof Al-Bal. So, just to amplify what we need for that Sugya, so the Erie, in the Beis Elchira, on that Sugya, okay, the Erie is actually on Kufkof Al-Bal, because he's commenting on Mishnah. He says, not full of mind, Bein Sheish from Sop, and then Sop, Ishtar Sur, that's a mayor. Tomar, Shera'u Tovea B'mayim, below Ra'u Yotze. They saw a guy drowning, and then saw him come out. The Haim Surah of Shemesh, B'Sochamah, and they assume he died in the water, he drowned. Lo Sof, Dov Mayim She'en Lam Sof. Not only water where you can't see the end, the Haim HaMayim She'en, Einar Shal, Adam Shaletas, Briyas, Harbor, Choso, you can't see in all the four directions. Then Ishtar Surah for sure, because maybe he came out, you just can't see. Shara Efsa Shaholach Tachat HaMayim, maybe he swam or was carried under the water. Ad Makom Shekoso, Midas Yoso. Beyond the point where the onlooker could see. Then he came out, he's along the well, Yoso. Ella says the mayor, I feel the mind she is so. can go. Pagmaim Sharias and a Shaletas the Rose Abu Chazam is Kirachas. You can scan the whole shoreline. The Ashes you got to Shalom Yeruhu. There's no way the guy got out and you didn't see it. Okay? Hapopicha is the Sur. Why? Shema Yotzer. Oh, here he is. Because maybe he did get out and you didn't see. You looked the other way or something happened. Maybe he came out. Diver Meir. Diver, huh? One second. Let's knock it out. Diver Meir. And then he brings a story. And that's why the Mishnah has that story. The Havi Mises is in the Eri. L'chazek Dvar. He brought that story. You're going to tell me what he mean. After 2 hours, I didn't take my eyes off. You're telling me now I left and then he popped out? He said, Be'echad, because that's why Meir brings the story. Be'echad shenuffel a poor gadol. Shumayim sheishan sof. It's just a pit. It's a cistern or something. But all of Achar Shosh came out 3 days later. Okay? So that's why Meir brings that story to bolster his point. That just because you think you can see the show, maybe he stayed underwater and you left and went home finally that night. And he came out 3 days later. Rabbi Yossi cholek alom. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Shezeh shira eitha inyan. That's some kind of strange case. Oh, Motzim, it's the Chir of a Nichlan spot. Maybe it was inside, like I said, one air pocket he got into. Or either Inish is down with Derech Neis or some miraculous event, whatever. The Eilim made him. You can't learn from that story. There's a Miri. I'm a kosher Tavah b'mayim sheyesh himself, the Eden Olam. If it's Mayim sheyesh himself, you can see the shoreline and everything. So then we can testify that they didn't come out. Okay, Achar Shnishta Hashem b'tei sheyefshar lo od lichiz b'toch alayim. We stayed there longer than a person should be able to live in water. Then she's mutter. I'm shaman. So bye bye. Ain't no Adis. I'm your roommate. Then you have to see if the guy died because maybe he came out and he brought that other story about that blind guy and so with his attendant and the rabbanim allowed him to remarry. So that's how the Amir explains the sugya. All right. So that's the sugya. What in the world is all this? It's a very interesting sugya for learning about it. What's it got to do with our topic in the Purim? And to do with Tainus Esther. Seems like nothing. However, on a base. Kuf is the very end of Yevamos. On Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base, the Gemara says the following: Omer Meir Meisa Be'echad Shenafal Aborgal V'Chulei. Right, he told that story about a guy who survived for 3 days underwater and so on. Tanya, the writer says, Omer Lower of Meir En Maskirin Meisa Misa. You can't bring riots from somebody. That was a wild, miraculous. Who knows what happened? You can't bring a riot from a guy stayed in a pond or in a lake and survived underwater for 3 days. You can't bring a riot from it. It must be Maisa Nisim. Now, Maisa Nisim, what exactly was the nace? Because after all, I mean, it is possible, like I said before, the air power, why do you assume it was a nace? I mean, the nace means you can't bring a riot from the nace, but this wasn't necessarily a nace. I think it's really a rational explanation of how he was able to survive. And he found a little tube in his breathing. Who knows? But 1 second, does anyone know? You could suggest, Elema, you could say, because the lo ocha, the lo ishti. If 3 days didn't eat and drink. How does he say? Good, he's able to breathe. Fine, he's in an air pocket. Okay, but how do you eat? What do you eat? The fish flying by. What do you eat? One second. It says the Gemara suggests, you know how we know there must have been a mice and ace? Because the guy survived for 3 days without food and drink. That was an ace. Says the Gemara, no, but Haksiv, our pasuk in Megillah says, if it's sumo alive, I'll talk about tishtu. So Esther told them to fast for 3 days. Evidently, you can survive for 3 days. That's not a nace. Right? If Esther told the people to fast for 3 days, evidently that's something people can do. Therefore, the fact that this guy survived in the water for 3 days without food and drink is not a riot. It was a nace. Maybe Esther can do it. Well, hello, Esther. Huh?
You don't know what I say. I know what Esther told
them. No, it says in the passage. Sumo alive, I'll talk to about this. It says the pasuk. Says the Gemara, if Esther, and that's what the Jews did, then the male, that's not a nace. The Gemara answers for this case, you're not a problem. Ella de lo nine, yeah, but he didn't sleep for 3 days. He's not sleeping in the water. Yeah. Okay? The Amar Biochan and Shul, Shalom Ishan, Shoshan, Malkan, also, Bishan, Alter. Someone takes a Shul and he's not going to sleep for 3 days, then you give Malkus right away. It's a Shul and Shal, because it's not possible for a person not to sleep at all for 3 days. Okay? So, anyways, that was the nace. Fine, again, the local Yevamos problem, not my issue now. Rashi says over there, Maisa Nisim, he says, Afilu Eina Meis Machmas Amayim, Halu Lamos Machmas Arachi, should have died for something else, not for food. Okay, so that's the story in Yevamos. Now, the implication of this story, as we just presented it, is that the instructions of Esther were to fast for 3 days and three nights. In other words, 72 hours straight. So that's what Gemara says. Gemara says, you see that's not a nace. Okay, that's how our Gemara understands things. It was very interesting. There's a tshuva from the Radvaz. Okay? Did I bring it? I hope I did. Yeah, that's right, right. Harivash, I'm sorry. Chuvas Harivash. It's in a tough test Zion. Tough test Zion. Chuvas Harivash in a tough test Zion. There's a question on Shosh Alta talking about Eich Nikashen Thomas Esther. Ahid Ein Maskir Maisa Misa. How do we, you know, how can we rectify the, or understand the story of Esther's fast over there with the story of the Gemara Ein Maskir Maisa Misa in the Achron Divamas, right? Mavor explains it. I'm going to read it quickly because we set it out, but we'll review quickly. Mavor, Kishanim Shalom Mishnah, Nafal Bain B'mayim Sheish Hansov, Bain B'mayim Sheish Hansov, Ishtar Surah. Amar Meir, Maisa B'echa Shanafal, Bo Golo, B'olo Achar Shosh Yomim, Pirish. Ein Tzach Lom Mishanafal L'mayim Sheish Hansov, Ishtar Surah. Obviously, if it's Mayim Sheish Hansov, the woman's Asur, why? We don't say to marry. Yod Shanafal L'yam, like he fell into the ocean. Shari Efsa Shalom Meis, El Shalom, Yitzar Acher, Vein on a Rowan, right? He came out the other side, we didn't see. Now, I feel enough for the Mayim Sheish Hansov. You know, it's enough for the Nahar, a small stream, okay? Nahar Kata, all aboard, like a sister. She would hire Ola, hire Nura on herself. He would come out, would have seen him. But Vadai Shamu, it must be the Afal Tichay and Ishto Sura anyway, says the mayor. Why? She'ef she shechayu, she's damn alone, the Ora Tachas Lamayim. Some cave, like before, like I said, we call it like air pockets on a cave you don't get into underwater. The Haley Raya, the mayor, with Gora, be nice, and Echa Shafal aboard, go, she'ef Mayim Sheish on herself, but all Echa Shoshi Yomit. The Chachamim, that's a mayor. The Chachamim, the Choker of mayor. Was real old the Mayim Shem on Sof Asura. Yeah, we agree. Shariyesh Lachu Shalom in Tanaka. There, and he came on the other side. Manachmo Lomen, we didn't know. Mayim Shiesh on Sof Muteris, Kol Shalom Shalom, she's going to do onlooker. Stay there. Shir Shatei Tenach, so she shows, shows. He says 3 hours. I don't know how many people live in the world for 3 hours. All right, that's what he says. The Amu Shalom, the Amu Shalom in Gemara, Tanya Amu, Mayor, Engmas Kirin, Maisa Nisim, Pirish, Engma Havi Raim, and Maisa, who shall Maisa Nisim, Haya. The low benoich of all of them. It's not normal world behavior. Another problem, he wouldn't survive, even if he's down in the air pocket. The Almoshe Epshel Adam Lamos Shoshi Yom Velo Achila Velo Shkia. Apparently, you can survive 3 days without eating and drinking. Ain't an ace. Abo, who Epshel Karol, it's possibly, Umatarik, Amishigalo Naim, didn't sleep. Pirish Hanes Hayab Ishaul Mavara Midasamayim, Kishaman Gimel Yom Velo Shena. Bizel Nimnal Amin, that's not possible. Nimnal Aminag activity is the normal nature. It will be there for me. Twice. Okay? All right, so then a couple of lines later. And that's why you take a shul not to sleep. It's a shul shav and so on. So the Gemara says, "Uzeh hevi raya." Avachav, everyone sent this question in. Shahaskaras shetzomo sheiskata shetzomos Esther hayushlosha yamin ritzufim laila v'yom. And that's why in this Gemara it's clear that the fast of Esther in that time was 3 consecutive days, 72 hours. Okay. She came near a dafa talmud because she ikshu raksi the tzuah shows some of the lafuke, but disagreed with in a medrash. Lafuke masha amu be medrash. There's a medrash which says otherwise, which we'll see in a second. Al v'tzuah shows some on that phrase. The medrash asked, how could Esther make such a request? Is it humanly possible for a person to fast for 72 hours? Ella shu mafsikim ba'od yom. They stopped. When it was still daytime, but the question what that means. The Mafsikim Be'od Yom, okay? What is Mafsikim Be'od Yom? They would have Mafsikim Be'od Yom, we have by Kippur and by Tisha B'Av, that you already stopped eating the day, it was still day the day before. Okay, the 8th or the 9th of Tishrei, we already stopped eating Mafsikim, we stopped eating Be'od Yom, we started from Kippur early. So that's what it said, when I was Mafsikim Be'od Yom, but if they were fasting already, so then they started fasting. But they've been fasting that day already. He says like this: Perush Shelo Hayu Gimel Tomos Ritzufim Laila V'Yom. Guess what? It was not 3 consecutive days of fasting. Ella Shekibul Gimel Tomos Dupilu Tzufos. It was 3 non-consecutive days. Kegon Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni. It was a Monday, then the following Thursday. Before we had the whole time and tightness, right? Bahab. It was a Monday, Thursday, Monday. It wasn't 3 consecutive days according to the measures. That's not even possible for human being to do. Okay? That's against the Gemara, but okay, so the Machokas, the Medrash and the Gemara. But according to the Medrash, the fast that they fasted at that time were not like we said in the Medrash 13, 14, 15, or Rashi and the Akashim 14, 15, and 16. No. It was three, a set of 3 days, a series of 3 days, not a series. One of the Sheni, Chamish, and Sheni. And was Bechol, Echad, Echad, Yafstik, and Ba'od Yom, Kemosha, Ano, Osim, Tishra, Yom Kippur. Each of those three, you started, like the Monday fair started Sunday, right before sunset. Right? The Thursday fair started Wednesday, right? Like we did in Kippur. That's what he says, okay? Well, that over Lila Vayom, that's what it says, Lila Vayom, because it was not the fair, like we're going to have next week, Tina says to start in the morning. It was the night before, it was like in Kippur, right? It was like Tisha B'Av, it started the night before. But it wasn't three consecutive days, it was a Monday, Thursday, Monday, but a full, not Monday, if I'm saying that's a Mafsikim Ba'od Yom means. You started already the night before. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Lila Vayom. Tzulu Alayva, Tocho Al-Tishu Shlosh Shishyam. Lila Vayom means that whole time. Okay, Avodas Bala Gemara, but the author of the Gemara, Shlosh Shemetzufim. But the Gemara had a three consecutive days. So the Rosh has the Machlokes between the Gemara and the Medrash. The Medrash is in the Medrash Shochar Tov. The Hillim, Tarchof Beis. This is what Chof Beis is Lamnatzeh HaYelash HaShachar. That's the, not so many people do it, but that's the Shir Shayom of Purim. That Kapitel Chof Beis is the Shir Shayom of Purim. For some reason, on Hanukkah, we always say at the end of davening, after the Yom, we say, Mizrach Shir Chanukah Tamayis Zavik. Not so many people say, Lamnatzeh HaYelash HaShachar at the end of davening of Purim, huh?
Right.
Yeah, right, there's only going right, but he, right. And the other guy means that also, but three of I try and say also, because that Ayelas HaShachar means the dawning, the first, what do you call it, morning star, the first flowering of the redemption. So the Megillas Esther, Purim was the first flowering of the return to build the Bayis Sheni. And that's it's in that capital you have the phrase Kaili Kaili Lama Zavtani, which was Esther said to Hashem, you know, when she went to Davin and so on. Anyway, so and that Mizrach Chatzeis on the Ayelas HaShachar is made this drushes about Purim. So in the second piece, Dabarach Ayelas HaShachar, it says, Yachol Yutzam Shoshes Yomim Ushoshes Yelelos. Gloria Mason, is it possible to fast for three straight days and three nights and not die, not drop dead of starvation? You can't do it. Or dehydration? Hello, Masim Rod Yom. Okay, so, and the reverse, that's all the Medrash says. But the Medrash Shoch is a Tel Chol Beis.
It's not so, it's a separate days, you know, a break in between, so they could have they didn't have to fit.
That's correct. So that's who's not here, but that'll be the answer to that question. There was no problem with Masim Rod. Right? It was Monday, Thursday, Monday. So it wasn't on Pesach and finished. I, the drusha, Vayavo, Mordechai, they don't learn that way. Vayavo means something else, whatever it means. So that's the Medrash Shochet. So now let's take a look inside, because very interesting thing, the Aruch Laner. The Yaakov Ettlinger, mentioned many times in the past, one of the Gedol HaAchronim, he was a German rabbi, he was the one who gave Smicha, the Rebbe of Rav Shimshon for Hirsch. So the Aruch Laner has a parish on Yevamos. On that dot in Yevamos, Kuf Chof Aleph, says the following. The Gemara implies that the first semester was three consecutive days. Okay, and I'm Medrash Cholik on the Gemara. But like we just said, the Medrash disagrees. Here's a difference. The Kabbalah on Medrash nearly. Not mafsikim ba'od yom, like they would fast night and day, Monday, Thursday, Monday. That was that's how Rosh said. But when I said something else, right? He said it was three consecutive days, but they ate at night.
That's
what he said. He said, in other words, let's see.
Like we do.
Yeah, like some people do. Yeah, I mean, right. But there was three straight days, but they ate at night. Exactly. So it says this. Let's see. They ate each night after the day of fasting. That's what, because the language is easily proposed. Charbi Yudalad the Tesvav to design his anu. If Siku be Yud Gimel be Ot Yom, the Ma'ofen she Yom Rishon shall tainus the anu Yudalad Hayo Laila be Yom. Okay, the first night it was a full 24 hours. The Laila be Yom went on the first night because Mordechai the decree went out on the 13th. Okay, so he fasted again the way the Gemara learns. Not the
24 hours.
Right, the 13th was, let's go the chronology. The 13th was. when there was a Sefer Omer. The 13th was when the decrees were disseminated and so on. So that night was already after Shkia, it was the 14th, and the next day was a full day fast. They ate the following night, okay? Then the next day fasted again, ate the following night, the next day fasted again. So he says, Sharebi Yuddao, the Tesla, the Tesla, I know you speak to me, you give a road, Yom, the open shim, the Rishon, Shotain, the Tani, Yuddao, the Hilal, the Yom, the Shuv, Ocho, the Tesla, the Tesla, the Zion. The Hine, Kedivi, I met this near the Gankan, the Targum, Rishon, Shom, Gilip, the Lord, the Tani, Rakim, the Yom, the Tesla, the Yom, the Targum is listening, the Farish, Al Tfila, either Nichol, Eitz, or the Tumu, Alai, the Tumu, Alai, also means like Davin, from the Davining was at night, but the eating was during, they could still eat at night. Okay, we're talking about Shane, we're going to do a because he's like Argovar. And now he says, Obezei Yeshu Yashav Gantain, Mashah Hitchin, the Sefer Yaros, the Vash, that's the Nes and Avishes. I'm on the Omer Rav the Megillah by Avra Mordechai, Sherry, Omer Shon Shal Pesach, the time is, Rav made a fuss on the word by Avra Mordechai, Rashi quotes in the Megillah on that Pesach, that they made an Avera by fasting on Yantav, on Pesach. Lama Nachan Avera Zu Darka. Lama Haya Avera Gedolam Zu. Shebitul Mitzvah Saseh, Shalachilas Matzah. She's a Reiser. According to, if you say they fasted 72 hours, they didn't matzah that Pesach. That's a bigger idea than the fact they ate on Yom Tov. They didn't fast on Yom Tov. The bigger problem, they didn't matzah to the Raisa. God is Mandaleka Pesach. When matzah is the Raisa, even without Pesach, right, as opposed to Mar. I am Shamshin. Nilchad Ma'ol B'Yishav Kush Yizu. According to, it was so low here. It doesn't like it. It's not good. It's not good. I'm saying, Asa Shakir. The Yishav, the Rav, Shvila, Gantin, Kedah, Sam Nedrish. Rav holds like the Nedrish. Shemalel Teslov Lo His Anu. Again, they fasted the night. We call B'dikas Chavetz night. That they fasted. The 14th at night. And then the 14th day they fasted. That was a full 24 hours. But they ate the night of the 15th. So then there's no problem. Elchul Matzah, they ate Matzah. The Lachayin Kachosh, Lo Kachosh, Rak, Lo Kachosh, Rak, Mashiach, Anu, B'yom, Tori, Shoshal, Pesach. Therefore, the only problem that the Gemara addresses was they ate on the fast on Yotis. Not that they didn't do Elchul Matzah. Okay? So that's the, that's all we need. That's one. Then he gives a different interesting tarot, so I want to keep in mind also. Ina, I always can give another tarot. Okay, then it's Gam, Ename, the Rasuk, Gemara Dilan. Even if you want to say she's Anu Gimel Yomim, the Gimel Eros Ritzufim, even if they fast for 3 consecutive days, like our Gemara implied, okay, you come up with Yeshi Kusha, I have another answer why Matan Mor wasn't a problem. Why? Shari Shir Inui, who the Pachas make a Kosevis. Okay, the Shir Inui, if you eat it up to a Kosevis, okay, it was a little larger than a Kazayah. You're still going on Kippur. That's the Shir of the last time of Yuma.
Yeah.
Still called the exactly. Eight of Yuma. Okay, but you're still considered to be fasting. She Yosem a Kazayah. That's what he refers to. That parish on Kippurim. The Shir Achilas Matzah, he's the Kazayah. So they ate the Matzah. They had to say, they ate the Matzah. They ate a minimum Kazayah. Probably not our Kazayah. They had a small Kazayah of Matzah. Huh? Well, those are Kazayas, okay? Well, the main Mordechai, the Mordechai songs are Bach. You don't worry about Matzah, okay? So he says, she also Kazayas, the Shira Chaz Matzah Kazayas, the Chema Hel Kanadere Sechilas Matzah. Yeshom, the man, it's Achul Kazayas Matzah. A few of the man, the Chatzis Shas Meratoria, Yeshom, the Chilo, the Kibbo, so Alech, the Chatzis Shas, all right, fine. Now he puts it a little further, but anyway, it's still cool. Anyway, okay? All right, so that's the, and on the other hand, he says, so that's the case that he could have eaten on Yom Tov too, just had he the Kazayas also discussed that. But anyway, it's a clever approach, huh? Yeah, anymore. Okay, anyway, but that's an interesting, I thought a very interesting approach to the Aruch Lanier. But anyway, so we have the Aruch Lanier, Jacob Ettlinger from Germany, Aruch Lanier. And that's the Yevamos Kukot, a very clever approach. So, okay, good. So but what we're up to, though, is that there is a Machlokas exactly, first of all, the exact date. But what was the nature of the fast of the Jews in the time of Esther? Was it 3 consecutive days? So we have 3 shittas so far. It was 3 consecutive days, and somehow you can survive that, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a Monday, Thursday, Monday, not 3 consecutive days, a Monday, Thursday, Monday, like the Rivash, right? Or, like the Yochanan writes, no, it was 3 days without the night. They ate at night, or except for the first night, but they ate at night, and the Yochanan says that they scared them out the problem. Fine. Now, what's interesting is,
anyway, what about
so,
the sheikahs that they fasted before they fought?
That's what I'll talk about that tonight.
I may reference it shortly,
but certainly there was a fast in Shushan that they fought. Okay, so I want to mention now an interesting thing on this basis is lesser known, But there is a statement of Masechet Sofrim, Paraskov Aleph, or so-called Masechet Tanis, Masechet Sofrim, Paraskov Aleph, based upon all this, says, Masikah Purim, fine, it's only a fast day, so you would, you know, if you had a series of rain fast days, you would stop before Masikah. Keminag Ravosenu Shebemarav, Masechet Sofrim says, the Minag of our Rabbanim in the West, as you saw, with Anos Shlosha Yimei Tom Mordechai Be'Esther. It was still a Minag. The Jews fasted 3 days. Tainus Esther, 3 days. Okay? But the minhag was what 3 days? So it was Anos Shlosha Yimei Tom Mordechai Be'Esther Prudos, kept it 3 days. Ula Achar Purim was after Purim. Sheni, the Chamisha, the Sheni. They fasted the Monday, Thursday, and Monday following Purim. A minig, quote a second so from Perkov Aleph, Halach Aleph. Okay? Now, Halach Aveis. But once they're doing that already, evidently this minig followed, again, we got three shitas. This minig followed that shita. But what they did back then was fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. So we too are going to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. So 3 days of time is that. But since Halach Aveis says, one second, there's after the time. Halach Aveis, the Loma aimed this Anos of the Chodesh Nisan. So why did they do it in Nisan at the time when it actually happened then? It's Nisan, Echav Nisan, Hukama Mishkan, because of the general joy of the month of Nisan. The Mishkan was put up on the Chodesh, your base, the Nisim, Hikiv, Karbon, your base Yom, right? They brought the Karbon, the you know, the Nisim, and so on. Your base Yom, Yom, the Chosheh, Vesheder, the Chol Echav, the Yom, Yantiv, the Chain, the Asid, Lora, the Asad, the Mishkan, the Bonus, the Nisan, the Kaim, Hashem, the Ein, Kochav, etc. So Nisan wasn't the appropriate time. But it comes out, and it's interesting, no? That there was a different Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther was a Bahab after Purim. That's what this says. That's in Parakof Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis. You skip back to a couple of talking earlier, Parak Yud Zion, Halacha Dalad, with Purim again, Shloshe Yemei Hatzom, Ein Nisan and Osom Ritufin. You don't have the three days of Tainus Esther were not consecutive. Ela Prudin, Sheini Chamisha Sheini. This for a different reason. Well, why did they wait till after Purim? We do it before. Why after Purim? Okay, what does that mean? So the third, now you mentioned Megillah Tainus. Okay, Nicanor was a Greek general who was defeated by the Jews. There used to be a book called Megillah Tainus. You mentioned many times in the past. The oldest piece of Phyllis, right? Phyllis. I'm sorry, I don't know. There's a work called Megillah Tainus. And
gave the door or something?
That's a different thing. So, right. He gave the gate. Sorry, Nicanor. But in any event, there was something that happened on the 13th. What was in the Megillah Tainus? The Megillah Tainus was a collection of dates where you weren't allowed to fast during the course of the year. Why? Because something was done to repair the Beit HaMikdash or to enhance something in the Beit HaMikdash. A mini or something. It could be a fixed mistake, different thing. I don't think it's only something. Okay? But I mean, my point is, it wasn't a yontif. The parallel today would be, we leave out Tahanim. Okay? It's that kind of a day. Like bomb or something like that. So they weren't yontif, but they were actually. So one of those days is the 13th of Adar. That's what happened. From the Bayez Rishon, one of those. We talked about a fifth. It says this in Masechet Sofrim. That's why these Jews who fasted 3 days of Tainus Esther wait till after Purim. They don't want to run into Yom Nikarov. Okay? And also because, Shema'achim Peronos Eim Matimim. You're doing something, delay it as long as you can when it comes to Peronos. On the bottom of the page in the Masechet Sofrim standard edition of regular Shas Babli, they have a comment there in Nachos Yaakov. He writes, the Purim Arish Pik and Kaj the son of Mafsikim, the Purim, Sami Hocha, the Tainus HaShayachim of Purim, Nari Mafsikim. The aim is Anim Ritzufim Kamosh. Now, but he says like this. He's saying, the way I explained it was, that this minig was adopted, that's the Din Beis of Esther and Mordechai also. But the Nachas Yaakov says, no. That's what they did. They fasted Monday, Thursday, and Monday. It says, the aim is Anim Ritzufim Kamosh, Hayu Mordechai, the Esther Mitzanim. Now, when Mitzanim proved it, he asserts, no, Mordechai and Esther was not for 3 straight days. So he tries to make everything stem, so to speak. The Gemara is right. The Gemara at the end of Yavamas, right? They did say 3 consecutive. Our practice is not that. Okay. But anyway, as we did Nisan and Pudim Bahab, or a common pair of Kafala, Lachabez, Mavur, Lama, Ain't Anu, Nisanic, Mordech, Esther, why they did it, that was fine. It made Nikon of a Chaver, Mishum, Hachi, Ain't this Anu, the Yud Gimel Adar, Hashol Sheyonim, El Achron. You shouldn't be Yud Gimel Adar, who Yom Echot, the Osim, Yom, Aksum, the Gilus Tainis, she also, the Kama, the Nikon, that's this Nikon, the Chaver, I think the time of the Chashmonim. Yomtiv. Anyway, so that's the Oh, Shirach and Baranos. That unusual practice existed. In fact, an unusual practice or not.
How do we know that when Esther fasted
and fasted three days, how do we know that right or wrong? Oh, that's a good question. Never says
it
right. Never says it. Okay, hold on. We'll see. So the truth of the matter is, right, we say that the Megillah Tainus no longer exists, but it, you know, so therefore you don't worry anyway. But there's some discussion. You still have to be supposed to be Koveya public fast. I can't go into that now. I just want to point out that this practice that's in the Masechet Sofrim makes sense of Shohar. Okay, Arachayim says, Tafresh Peivav, says Gimel, Post Mechaber. Yesh Mis'anin, Gimel Yamim Zechot Tainus. The sheet of pops into the Shohar. Okay, exactly. So that's the truth. But again, that shita makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishabura, if you've caught in Ches, right? Gimel Yamin, because the Shulchan Aruch never said what the Gimel Yamin are. You know, Gimel Yamin, he says, Pirish Bahab Achar Purim. The Monday, Thursday, Monday, the Bahab Achar Purim. So there you have it. Okay, yeah.
All right. I don't know if you worry about
it. Yeah, get drunk, yeah. Yeah, but that's not what this is about for that reason. It's interesting that is the practice according to Shulchan Aruch. Despite the fact that it's according to Shulchan Aruch, however, the Aruch Shulchan writes in Sif Vav of Siman Tav Reish Pei Vav. Kvar Nisvar the Yishesh Mitzana Gimel Yom Zeich LaMashis Ana Mehamim Gimel Yom Vayno Achar Purim and the Mufuzah and Scattered Days Sheni V'Chamish V'Sheni Monday Bahab Right Kehur B'Tachas Ovum U'V'Yomenu Lo Shamanu Zeh. We've never heard of it. A good old Well, Aruch Hashem always defends the Minah. Mechalishas Hadoros. We're weaker. We don't understand. Okay. And he says, therefore, and we should nitzas other mount misimcha. Anyway, but that's Aruch Hashulchan says we've never heard of such a fest. Well, I brought with me the paper from the Chidah, one of the many swarm of the Chidah. So he has a commentary on the Masechus Kanas and other things called Kikar La'Oden, and the Kikar La'Oden on that bright in Masechus itself this week. Oh, that's right. Oh, we had a connection of Parshas Tzava. Good. Well, it's actually in other studies, but this these general studies. All right, and the kikar la'odin on that price in the Masechet Sofrim Perek Yizayin Halacha Dalet, the Purim Gimel Yemei Atzom and this animal on the Sufim. The Masechet Sofrim says we all fast three consecutive days, whether they did or not. I don't know. We have different shitas, but we don't. Says the Chidah, Ani Ra'isi LaHarav Hamufla Chasida Kadisha, the great pious holy Chassid called Moreno Reb Chaim Ibn Attar. Better known as the Orachaim, my father, she was Orachaim. Zechus Arvarach, etc. She's Ana Gimel Yomim Kodem Purim Ritzufim Lyle Leon. Okay, I guess when you're Orachaim, my father, you can get away with that. He says, the Orachaim, he's giving testimony that he saw, or knows, that the Orachaim, my father, and he didn't do it after them. No Bahab, none of it's eating at night business. He went all the way. So despite the fact that Aruch Hashulchan says in his country, we never saw it, okay, Nachanami, none of us here did either, but I just want to, for full disclosure, the Chidah says, again, I'll read inside, Ani Raisa Rabba Mufa Chasida Kadisha Kod Mareo Yerushalayim Ibn Attar, she's Ano Gimel Yom Kod Mufa Super Lavi Yom. And he says, here, not the average Joe, right? But you can't what? Why? Because we all Mikkanah, you mean?
Yeah,
but the only thing is that Bartlam Megillah Tainus, we don't have those days anymore. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah concludes that we, as I was saying before, we don't keep that anymore. Why? The logic goes as follows. Because if all these days, all these things were done, there's fixing the Beis HaMikdash. What Beis HaMikdash? It's silly. I mean, what are you celebrating? Oh, they fixed the Beis HaMikdash. Meanwhile, the whole thing was destroyed, right? So, all right.
No. No, it would be a certain
day. Anyway, then he mentioned something else. The Hanukkah book was different, but except for those two.
But it's in the book.
Right, correct. And the question is the day and the day before right. And after. All right, enough of that. Anyway, it says that we have suckers giving up to customary our reason out to only welcome our burning home. I don't know what this means, but Kabbalistically, somehow fasting for 3 days takes is equal to fasting for 40 days, whatever that means. But at the end of the day, you have that practice of the fine. Now let's come back. But my point is before Purim. Anyway, with all of this, now let's come over to what we today call Tanya Sester. Thank you. The 13th of Adar next Wednesday.
Can I join the
one day. So back to Megillus Esther, there is a pasuk at the very end of the Megillah. Okay, what we read before was when it happened. Now, at the very end of the Megillus Esther, it describes how the holiday was accepted, and you know, all the Jews were happy and everything. And it says there, the end of Perek Tes of Megillus Esther, the pasuk Chof Tes, Vatichtov Esther, very end of Megillah. We're getting ready to wrap it up to get this one. Vatichtov Esther Hamalka Batarichal Mordechai Yudis Kol Tokev Lekayev as he gets up for him as also Hashemis. Then Esther the Rachel Mordechai Jew wrote, you know, to set up the second letter about Purim and so on. By Ishak Pasuk Lamed, by Ishak Sama Kol Yehudim, Al Sheva Esim Me'am Medina Lachus Nachasher Dibre Shalom Emes. That letters out to all the Jews, 127 provinces, letters of peace and truth. What? Lamed Aleph. Lekayev Esimei Purim O'Elim Bizmanehem. To establish these days of Purim for all time on their proper days. Kasher Kiyam Aleh Mordechai Yehudim Esther Malka, just as was done by Mordechai and Esther. Here's the key for us now. The Chachek Kimo Al Nafsham Al Zara Divrei Hatzomos the Zakrasan. Just like they accepted upon themselves for all time the fast and the crying out. Now that's a funny part. What's there? Who? Where? What? Okay. So that is used by some, as we'll see, to imply that there was some acceptance about 3 days, but there was some, maybe there was some acceptance of some sort of a fast. Now,
no.
They accept the fair. I don't know. Okay. That's a different thing.
That's
so, let's see. Let's take a look. I want to just finish out. Let's say we'll get something going. We'll get to something interesting. I'll look on quickly. So, again, like, so the, let me finish. There is a run in Masechet Tainus. We've got to get this over to our discussion because we don't fast 3 days, and we do fast Yud Gimel. According to our Archaim, okay, they may have fasted 3 days before, but what's going on? So there is a run in Tainus, on the run on the Rif. Daf Zayin of an Aleph in the page of the Rif in Tainus. It's called to write it. It says, Aval Arayvitz Ha'om Ha'afal Pisha Bottom Megillus Tainus, even though we don't have Megillus Tainus, Afal Pichain Ein Gozen Olsen Yom and Tainus Al Tibur Chatzkila. You don't gozer Tainus on those fasts anyway. A private person, you don't establish a fast, even nowadays, for the Tibur, even Bottom Megillus Tainus. Yeah, and it brings a raya, it's called Yom Kurinus. Okay. No, one second. No, fast on certain days, including Yom Nim. Okay, and he says like this. He says, how would they establish a fast? How do the Chachamim establish a fast on 13? Right? Even though it's bottom of the planet, ain't goes in the planet of the people. Elisha, who's out on the Ravid? The Ravid says, Yud Gimel ain't a domino shard peniel. It's a different type of tinus. The Zichron hu l'nei shenas tibol. Let's remember, the 13th was the day that the massacre of the Jews was supposed to take place. And that was a miracle. In other words, nothing happened. The Jews won, right? 11 months later, even though Haman was long executed, but remember, Ahasuerus said, I can't undo the decree. You can send out additional letters. Right, you can defend yourself. And other people can join you and defend you, which will happen. But the 13th was supposed to be a day of disaster, and the mace happened. Therefore, he says, that's why. That's enough to knock out the Nicanor problem, okay? And since it's a different kind of fit, some have shown them how to launch the tiny Sultimcha. You know, the happy time is so to speak.
Like I'm giver.
Okay, maybe. Okay, Yom Kippurim.
Worry and
scared. It's interesting. I had that drush. My son pointed out something funny. I mentioned that drush of Yom Kippurim. He said, like, a lot of people talk about that Purim time. Purim. I've never heard anybody on Yom Kippur make a drush. You know, today is really more like Purim. People on Purim talk about Yom Kippur. Don't ever find something on Kippur giving a drush about Purim. Anyway, getting back to this. The old, what's that about? The old, Shiyeshanu smach b'kosov, says the Rabbi, we also have, it's not just that these, maybe that rule, that the Chacham can't be gozer tanach in the tzibur. But here, yeshanu smach b'kosov, she'omar kasher kimu al nashem divrei atzomos. He learns that pasuk as a reference to the fast relating to Tanis Esther, right? Whether it was in, wherever it was, 3 days, wherever it was, but at least, he said, you at least have a pasuk. That can outweigh your nikkah Christian Tanakh. Right? It's not that there's a bottom or goes with people. It's a different story, right? It's in a Tanakh. Okay? Shekashem, Shekiru Alem, Lassus Yantet, Kakiru Alem, Dibar Tzomos, Zakos, and Klomar, Lassus Tanis, Bechol Shana Vashana. Okay? And it's like, nothing to do with how we roll out your nikkah on its own. But in any event, that he had the right of his round self was like this as angel. And the Chuvar, he says, it still shouldn't be allowed. All right, I got into what happened on the time. My point is, according to the Ravid, what comes out for our purposes right now, is that according to the Ravid, in this quarter, in this run, our kindness Esther connects to the fast that Esther fasted. Now, others, he quotes, in the Rosh quote, but the Tom says, our fast of kindness Esther, and I'm not going to that sheet now, has nothing to do with the 3 day fast. It has to do with the day of the battle, because they were Davin and those who, I guess, weren't necessarily fighting, fasted as a sign of children. It's not, just like we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu in the original battle of Amalek went up, and the Rabbeinu Tam says that's what it is. It has nothing to do with Esther. That's a different sheet than God. Well, that's true. Well, a good question. Maybe I have to ask what time is Esther. Yeah. Yeah. Quote something else. Time is Megillah. You're right. So that's what Pasha was named Tanis Esther Pasha. But anyway, let me just finish. That's the Ran. Actually, I said the Ran quoting the Ravid. So but according to the Ravid, that's one way. But that has nothing to do with it. But the way the Ravid learns, it is a reference to the fast that they accepted back then. And the Orchis Chaim, Ran Akon Melunil, also one of the Rishonim, says it in the Furish. Hilchas Megillah in Purim, Os Chotei. The Zer Shenagel, it's honest beyond Gimel, Shem Lisman, but Bishalot, Shalom Nasar El Tainus Shotzar. What's Osir on the day like Yom Nikonar is a Tainus Shotzar. Al Tainus Shain Osin Eno El Shano Osin Eno El Zechel Tainus. A Zechel Tainus Esther. She is called Shaboris Barkrov Shomai Kalish. A Sorosan Kasher. He's Ala Yashua Kakolavava, Baholavava Kasher, also on the same level every time it's so on and so forth. And Shahis Anu Zay is Anu Gil Yom Lila Yom. Logan or Tufim, Elishif Sikamojom, what we said before, they ate at night or whatever, Kachkos and Megistilim, and so he quotes the Megistilim. But in any way, the Ochas Chaim says Mefurish, that our Tainus Esther connects to that 3 day fast that they did. Not like a man of time. Okay. And it might even be, I can't say definitively, but it might even be the sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam writes in Perik Hey of Hilchos Tainus, Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, I can't prove it definitively. But the Rambam says, the Nogu call yourself is man of Elul, this Anos, the whole Gish issue is not for now. This Anos, the Yudgil, the Adar, in a minute now, is the fast of the filler. Zecher Litanish is Anob Nehoman, Shenema, that possible Dibra Thomas is Akosan. So could be like a minute of time, he's the fast of the day of the battle, but it sounds more like the famous fast, you know, that's mentioned earlier in the Megillah. Again? Zecher Litanish is Anob Nehoman. Shenem Har Dibra Hatzom is not Kosov. Yeah, Bimei Homan. The Jews, yeah, right. But I'm saying, but it could have been the day of the battle, but I want to be Medayik, it's not Bimei Homan. Homan was dead, okay, by the time the battle day came around, by the time she did. So Bimei Homan will mean the first three days. Okay, yeah, it could be. I'm not arguing. That's what I said. It's not.
When was
it? I don't know. It was earlier. Okay, anyway.
Take it out. During Bayashani is after the story of Purim.
Right, but, yeah, right, but
it doesn't have any problems.
Right, that's the whole point. That's the point that was, you have a pasuk in Tanakh, which is earlier, that's why there were a lot of fans.
I mean, earlier,
yeah.
It's more important.
No, I'm not saying more
important. It's earlier.
Okay, anyway, so the could be the, some we've shown it, Orchid Chaim says in the Furish, the Rambam looks like that a little bit, okay? And the Rambam, I think in the diet, when I say Homan means that's cool for fine. When I see who's still alive, then it would be a 3 day fast. Just to finish off, so the Shulchan Aruch says, it's the same thing, the top phrase, pay off the base, it's Adam Yigil Adar, it's only fast to 13 Adar. So most of us tend to think that the fast of Esther, Tainus, as we call Tainus, is a little less stringent than the other fast. They're all right. The Tainus Zu, Eno Chova, Lochen Yeshua Hokkabo, Leisatar, Simi Mako, there's some need. Kigon, Ubros, Menikos, pregnant ladies, nursing ladies, and so on, Olachol, Shein Bo Sakana, someone's in Sakana, Ein Bo Sakana, Mafila Rakkor, they and I, they have an eye ache and so on and so forth. Shein Mitzdarim Harbe, Lo Yisano, you're uncomfortable, you know, and then although it says, Yifril, you have to make it up another, Yifril Acharka. Okay? And we'll Shar Brin, of course, if you're healthy, well, if you're not a Tibur, then of course, that's the best. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So it's interesting, the
Shmach at times.
So it's a less of a stringent tainus. That's what it says. Yoach HaShulchan, right?
If you're not feeling well, you read Megillah early.
Right, that's part of it, correct. The Yoach HaShulchan writes in the top page, Pevlov says, Dalit, the Kassar of Inna Amor, tainus e'en echovel achen yesh lahokal bo yistorach, and so on. He says, Tom Mover says the same thing. He says, but he writes, or anybody else with the Kassar of a tainus, or the Yeshu Dr. Bedorov, okay, he says that there are all these different types of people. Does it mean every pregnant woman, or does it mean she does not feel well? Okay. And he says, at the end, he says, Rakum Asur Tanizel Vidira Kabbalah, the Chomer Tuba, Kamosha Kazal, Ofi Mata Kamal, the Enol, and Hagabama. He said, but this only works if you hold that it's a lesser fast, not if it's a stronger fast. Okay. Meaning there's some people who are more stringent about it. But it's interesting, based on this, that with this in mind, then Shabur writes, that same thing, the tough race, paid off, it's a cotton dollar. People have eye aches and so on, but women should try and fast. And some people have machma, other people make one. And he says to cotton, hey, we threw a charka about making it up. He said, we don't do that anymore. Okay, we leave it alone. All right, so what's interesting is, though, if you hold that the fast of the Bach, I should point out, we didn't talk about literary, but the Bach and tough race, paid off, Bill Maso, Shakoso Odishna, because that's really the maskamina between the Rivid and the that group of reasons, the Rivid Tom's reason, is can you consider Tanifestus to be a little bit more lenient, okay, than the other fair? Because, you know, one could argue that if it commemorates a 3-day fast, especially if you say if they fasted all, you know, night and day, you could argue it's a more stringent fair. In fact, okay,
No, but we don't go night and day.
You don't. Although, that's not sure.
With eight, it doesn't matter. It's only a minute.
Okay, but are we trying to commemorate what they did or not?
Well, that's
okay, well, if you want to commemorate what they did, you can say we should do what they did. I don't know if you can make that
no,
case.
No, really.
You can make that case. All right, Echanami, but you can take one side. So Morgan Avram, in Tough Race, Pain, Bob, Sukkot, Base, quote, the Yesh Mis'anin, Lyle Bayon. There are some people in Tainus that do fair. I don't know anybody. But the Tzarachan is for 3 days. Well, Avram is saying one day, but night and day. He mentioned it. In that sense, even more strict. So I just want to end with a very interesting little piece.
Yeah.
That comes out of the Faket we just said. We just said it's the more lenient fist, but some say maybe the more stringent fist. There's a little safe I have called. The safe is called Esther Hamalka. This is by David Collins from Gluyavit in Brooklyn. He wrote his memory of his mother. He writes in our drum. His mother's name was Esther Hamalka. He made this safe in her memory. I don't know if Simon came in the paper. So he has the beginning, very different issues on Purim. The beginning has Ha'aretz and the Gilas Esrus. On that pasuk, Dalet Tes Zayin, he says a very interesting thing because the Gemara is, the pasuk is very verbose. Sumo Lyle, Tochu, Altishtu, Lyle, the Associate, John Lyle, all that verbius. He said, what's going on? So he says, to quote the Gemara Megillah we mentioned, right, he passed it in Titus and so on, Ubatu Achilles Matzah, and it's also Matzah Chiz Matzah, that is Tesayas and so on. And then he mentioned that the issue that we saw the Al-Khaner, third quarter. He said, listen, Al-Zeh Omar, she Doreshes Yosef Mishma. You can twist that around and say, you know what? Comes out, maybe, the kid. Since we're going to interpret the word Suba Olaiva Al-Tokhla Tishtu, which more stringent about this, is, don't even eat on these 3 days what you can eat on a regular fast. Maybe that's why they have the extra words. Not just a stone. Not even right. Even a wood has still been eaten. That's not enough. Fast totally. Okay. No. But besides that, but don't even eat less than enough. Right. Fast exactly. Okay. Exactly. Almost the rest is Yosef Mishai Yom Tov. Ela Al Tochlu Do Atafil Kizayit. The Chaim Shir Steel with a little bit more than a Revius song. Okay. And therefore he says it comes out. We never normally assume that Tanis Esther is not as stringent as the other four. The Chayin Osra Esther, even a Kazayas, if all of the Achashir is there, if you eat even a Kazayas, even a morsel, I don't know if he means halacha l'maisa. It's an interesting thing. As I said, this gives a little bit of a different approach, I think, or a different look at Tanya's essay. And then I wish I would have felt it important. And as I mentioned, right at our home between 1:45 and 3:45 Purim day. And there'll be no Shia next Thursday night after Purim, but we'll resume as Hashem the following week. Okay.